And now, the Aircheck Factory presents The Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, this planet's most transient radio personality. The jock who gets fired so often he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the superpower to change formats in a single bound. Now, once again, the continuing saga of Floating Flash Frisbone. Fired last week from a talk station in Keokuk for calling the mayor an idiot and his sponsor a ripoff, Flash Frisbone finds himself in Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the office of the general manager of CHIT, a 100-watt AM station. Let's listen.
Ah, Frisbone, Frisbone, I've been expecting you. Come in. Stamp your feet. Close the door.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is sure some weather you guys got here.
Yes, Frisbone. Beautiful, beautiful day, don't you think?
Is it always like this in April?
Yes, well, anyway, welcome to the staff of CHIT.
Boy, I tell you, this is Staple Gun, Saskatchewan. It sure is pretty.
We like it here. We like it here very much, Frisbone. You'll like it, too, especially when the spring thaw comes in June. Listen, before we put you on the air here at CHIT, we'll need some information. Just a second. Maggie, could I have the Frisbone file, please?
Is there a problem?
Just preliminary. You know, we want to see, check your background and things like that.
Okay. Well, you find that I've got a pretty extensive background.
Yes, so I've heard. Well, let's see. While we're waiting, I must say, while I was listening to your audition tape...
Yeah?
I really expected someone much shorter, with less hair.
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it's just, I don't know, you're part of the image that people associate with the voice. You know, they usually don't expect somebody with this resonance to be 6'2" with wavy brown hair and blue eyes. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, just the old radio biz, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah.
Coffee?
No, I never do stimulants when I'm not on the board.
Well, you don't mind if I indulge.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, just a second. Come in, Maggie. Maggie, close the door.
Mr. Preston, I have the
Frisbone
file.
Frisbone, yes. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
My goodness. Frisbone, what is this? Is this an encyclopedia or what?
Well, they asked all kinds of questions, and they wanted to know my employment history, and I had to write down every station I worked at.
Yes. Well, then we'll look at that later. Well, listen, Frisbone. Maggie.
Yes?
Listen, Maggie, private conference. You're excused. You're a lovely girl. Now, let's see. let's look at the application here. Well, Frisbone, first things first... Yeah. It will never do in Ottawa to have your name on the application Flash Frisbone.
Oh?
Have to have your real name.
Real name?
Yes, your real name. As they say in your country, what's your handle, good buddy?
Arnold.
Arnold Frisbone.
No, Mr. Preston. Flash Arnold.
Do this later. Listen, Frisbone, before I send you into the control room, there's something I must tell you.
What's that?
We have had a slight format change here at CHIT.
Format change?
Yes. When I hired you, we were doing something else, but that's all changed now. It's all different.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're running, it's...
What is it?
High energy wall-to-wall.
High energy wall to wall. What's that?
Well, didn't you listen to the radio on the way into town?
The dog sled didn't have a radio.
Oh, well, let me turn on the monitor and show you. Let's see. Right here.
Who's on the board right now?
The Iron Jaw Palmer.
Oh, I remember him.
He's coming up to a break now. Let's listen.
Okay.
That's Hallelujah and his wonderful Wackakeans and music on CHIT. Now I'm going to be taking caller number 5 at 75546.
Contest.
I'm giving away tickets for the concert to hear Dick Contino over an Indian stick. Just tell me the correct number of shimmering strings in Melacrino's orchestra, and you win those tickets on CHIT. Now here's more music for you on CHIT. The music of Mantovani and his orchestra on CHIT.
Well, that's basically it, Frisbone. Let me turn this off. That's basically our format, high energy, wall to wall. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, sure, the sure thing. That's no problem. It's the same thing that they got at K Bluey.
You worked at K Bluey?
Yeah, it's in my form right there, page 73, I think. No, there's no problem at all. You know, they K Bluey's got basically the same thing, except they play more organ music, and you know, I had afternoon drive there.
Afternoon drive at K Bluey? What happened? Why aren't you there now?
Well, I broke format one day.
Mm. Well, what did you do?
I don't know. I just wanted to kick out the jams, and I played a Myron Florin record.
Well, listen, Frisbone, we will have none of that here. None of that here. No breaking format here.
I would never.
CHIT is a formatted station, yeah. And our playlist is very tight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand?
No problem.
All right. If you can follow the format, you're in.
Sure. No problem.
All right, well, listen. You go ask Iron Jaw to put you on the board, and you're on.
Oh, great.
You're on. You'll have afternoon drive.
Wow, my favorite shift. Hey, that's really neat. Okay, let me just get my briefcase here. What?
What's that record, Frisbone?
It's nothing, really.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No, it's nothing, really. It's...
Give it here. What is it?
Just, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass.
Mm-hmm.
It's whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. You were going to play Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on CHIT?
Oh, no. I just like to look at the girl's picture on the cover.
Frisbone, you are through. You are done. You are finished.
But,
you do not have the afternoon drive shift. In fact, you have no shift at CHIT whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I would like to see you out of Staple Gun, Saskatchewan as soon as possible. Get out of my station. Get out of my city. Get out of my country. Out.
But little did he know that in slamming the door while making his hasty exit from CHIT, Flash set off an avalanche in the mountain overlooking the sleepy Canadian town. The avalanche hit the CHIT tower, snapping it, and sending it crashing down in the very direction our hero is standing, waiting for the next dog sled out of Staple Gun. Will he escape in time? And what does this mean to the ratings of CHIT? Join us next month when we continue the amazing adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace!